So today for our first minute, I'd like to discuss the minute of greeting your friend with the words Shalom Aleichem. Yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Can you define for us before we start what is a minhag based on your definition?
Okay, you've asked a very, very difficult question. There's a very fine line between a minhag and halacha. And every minhag has to be defined differently. Hopefully, I don't know the answer. I do not have an answer to your question. Hopefully, as we do this, if we will do this, we will develop an answer to that question. Hopefully. But at this point, it's beyond me. So let's start with the first minhag. The minhag to greet your friend with the words Shalom Aleichem. Listen, we're starting something new today. We've broken down the halacha from 35 minutes, 30 to 20 minutes, and the last 5-10 minutes we're going to do every day in minhag. We're going to discuss very briefly the minhag Yisrael. So the first minhag is to greet your friend with the words Shalom Aleichem. Why is Klal Yisrael, you walk in the street, you see your friend, you say to him Shalom Aleichem? Why not say to him, how you doing, buddy? What's up? Where did it come from, these two words, this magic combination to greet your friend? So the truth is, this goes all the way back to Rus, Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus says in the Pasuk, Boaz, v'hine Boaz v'ami beis lechem, v'yomer la'kotzerim, he said to the kotzerim, to the people that were in the field harvesting the crop, Hashem imochem. May Hashem be with you. And Chazal, the Gemara Masech, the Brachos Daf Nun Dalet, it was Boaz that was Mesakin. It doesn't say Boaz specifically, it says Hiskinu. They were Mesakin. It's not exactly who they were, but Boaz appears to have been one of the main people who instituted this minhag, is that you should greet your friend with the name of Hashem. Because there were periods of time in Klal Yisrael where people began to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard the famous Vard, is that there was a big Rosh Shiva learning, they were learning with groysa hasmad, the most intense learning. And in the middle of the seder, the Rashiva gives a clap on the beam and says, Rabbeisai, I want to stop you from learning. I want you all to remember. Don't forget, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. You would think, right, you're learning Torah the whole day. You're learning Bava Kam, Bava Bashi, you're learning Hashem's Torah. It could happen that you could be learning Torah and you could forget this in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In society, there were very, very difficult periods of time where people began, they didn't think about Hashem. They just did not think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there was a takana, people should say Hashem's name throughout the day. Just think Hashem. Think Hashem. How do you think Hashem? So the Mesakin, when you see your friend, give him a broch and use Hashem's name. Hashem imochem. You'll ask, how could you say Hashem's name? Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatol is a terrible sin. So the Gemara says that's right. Hefirut Eis Lasos LaHashem Hefirut Harasech. The sin. But it's a sin that you have to commit in order to accomplish the greater good. So it's a pillar. To accomplish the greater good, then you should know that there's a creator in this world. It's kedai to do the avera and be moitzi shem shvam, say yudke vavke, say Hashem's name when you see your friend. And give him a blessing, may Hashem be with you. How can you say Hashem's name? No, do the avera. At least you'll have the benefit, you'll know that you'll remember a few times a day that there's a creator. That is what Boaz was from the second, and appears when Boaz, the original takana was mamish, to say, mamish, you would say yudke vavke. You would say, ado, Imochem. Now, over time, I guess they went a little bit too far. It's not exactly clear at what point this happened. They backtracked a little bit. And they don't say Yudke Vavke, but you say a kinui for Hashem. Shalom. Shalom is one of Hashem's names. We know that. Hashem, Shalom. There are different levels of Hashem's name. You're not allowed to say the word Shalom in the Beis HaKisei, in the place that's locked in, because even though we say Shalom, we don't hold to be Kodesh to the degree where you can't say it, but you cannot say it in a place that's not clean, unlike other words she can say, but is a name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you're saying Shalom Aleichem, you're being Mekayin with Hakana Boaz of Hashem Imochem, you're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we say the expression She'ela Shalom. What does it mean to be She'ela? It's part of the expression She'ela Shalom. So most people think it means to inquire about a person's welfare. And that's the expression in English. I want to inquire about your welfare. Most people will tell you that is a loose translation of the word, of the words, she'elas shalom. That's not what it means in Chazal. When they say she'elas shalom means you're being shoyel, it means you're making a request of Hashem to bestow His blessing of peace upon a person. That's how the word she'elas shalom means in Chazal. She'elas shalom, I mean shoyel from Hashem, and you should have peace. Okay, another interesting idea is on Shabbos. What do we say on Shabbos to each other, Ashkenazim? Say in Yiddish, good Shabbos. Shabbos. With the Milarah. Milarah, I think it's Yiddish. No, in Hebrew, it's Shabbat. Shabbos. Milarah. In Yiddish, there's no such thing as Milarah in Yiddish. Everything in Yiddish is Milael. The emphasis, therefore, when you know, like this, there's, how do you say Shabbos in English? You say Sabbath. How do you say other language? How do you say it in Hebrew? Shabbos. How do you say Saturday? Sabbath. How do you say it in Yiddish? Shabbos. Shabbos. Mila'el. Because in Yiddish, Shabbos is Yiddish for Shabbos. Because in Yiddish, there's no such thing as Milarah. Emphasis on the end of the word. In Yiddish, every single word, the emphasis is on the first syllable. When you say Shabbos, you're really saying the equivalent of Shabbos in Yiddish. You're saying the like Sabbath in English, Shabbos in Yiddish. Okay, but that's a problem. When you greet your friend during the week, you say to him, Shabbos Shalom. When you greet your friend on Shabbos, what do you say to him? What's the minhag? Custom. The custom. Good Shabbos. Or in English, you say good. Good with a D. Good with a test of Yiddish. Good. Oh, who says Shabbos Shalom? Ashkenazim. Sardin. Sardin. Why do they say Shabbos? Why is it anathema for them to say good Shabbos? You mevatel the halacha and the Gemara. The takana was to greet your friend with the shem Hashem. When you say good Shabbos in the eyes of a Sardi, you're violating the minhag. The minhag is yivarecha cho Hashem. Shalom is a shem Hashem. When you say Shabbos Shalom, may Shabbos, may you sing Hashem's name. You may Shabbos bring, may the Kedusha of Shabbos bring Hashem upon you. And if you're an Ashkenazi, you've ripped out the Hatakana, you've taken Sefer Rus and you've just discarded it. Where's Hashem's name? So what's the response of the Ashkenazim that Ibn Amigal of the Takana says in the Zohar that Shabbos is also a name of Hashem? Not everyone knows that. Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, just like you're not allowed to say the word Shalom in the Beis Akise, you're not allowed to say Shabbos, or Shabbos. Shabbos in a Beis Akise, because it has, what?
In a Sefer Halacha or only in the Zohar?
Zohar, only in the Zohar. So the Ashkenazim, here I say, the Ashkenazim, we're all really Hasidim. We're all into Kabbalah, and it's Shabbos Shalom. Okay, one other quick thing. You're not allowed. No, you're not in the bathroom. You're not because Shabbos is the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should not do so in the mikvah. People know they go to the mikvah Friday. They greet each other. They should mock them not to say. They shouldn't even talk in the mikvah altogether. Person not dressed.
Greet you and you don't greet him back. He's going to get insulted. So you don't know your office.
Hey, give him a shackle.
And explain it.
Give him a shackle.
Don't get into fights over these things. Okay. So now one other quick thing.
You say Shabbat Shalom, they say Uvracha.
One last thing is why do you shake hands? Because Birchas Kehanim, on the fingers there are 14 joints. Thumb has 2, and the other 4 have 3. Yivorecha Hashem, v'yishmerecha, yor Hashem, panav elecha v'yichonecha, yisra Hashem, panav elecha v'yaseim l'cha. Where does Shalom go? The palm. There are 14 joints. There are 14 sections of the hand. The 15th section is the palm. So when you shake someone's hand, let's say you shake someone's hand. What is this funny thing? I think about it. I always bother. What's this crazy thing you shake? You're putting Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. You're giving a person, I'm giving you Shalom. Because Birchas Kehanim, Kohen holds up his fingers by Birchas Kehanim, right? Hold up the fingers and there are 15 joints. The 15th section is the palm, and that's what you're doing by taking the palm. So that's it. We'll finish. This is the minute for today. You greet someone with the word Shalom Aleichem. It comes from Boaz. Yivarechacha Hashem. Hashem is the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's Shabbos Shalom, and there's good Shabbos. The reason we do this is that the Shem Hashem should be shogor b'fiv kol ha'olam. Even though technically we are violating a halacha, the Moshe Shem Hashem levatala, ace last Hashem efir to hasecha. Shaking hands is a form of giving someone shalom. Okay, that's the minute for today. Should we do tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.